It's May. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder Naturalists with Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
Scott and I are on the CU campus looking and listening. We're hearing chickadees and nuthatches, crows and flickers, and even a ruby-crowned kinglet. And of all things, we're actually looking for house sparrows.
The house sparrow isn't a true sparrow, but a member of the weaver finch family. Native sparrows, chipping sparrow, song sparrow, and our juncos. Those are all native sparrows. But the house sparrow is a member of the weaver finch family. House sparrows were brought to North America in the 1800s. I don't think they were brought here purposely, but they escaped and they expanded very quickly because they thrived on horse and buggy culture at that time, eating grains and food left out for the horses. And there were plenty of places to nest because house sparrows tend to nest in any kind of cavity they can find.
Most of us tend to think of house sparrows as rather drab, brown, black, and beigey. But several years ago, a non-birding friend called me over to the window to see this gorgeous bird that was feeding outside. And I really looked at it closely, and it was gorgeous. It was a male house sparrow, and this particular one was particularly bright, and the orange looked really, really very orange, and the black was a deep black. There has been a really mysterious decline of house sparrows worldwide. I started hearing about it several years ago with reports coming out of England and India, where they're native. And it just seemed incredible when you looked out and saw so many around here. And now it seems to have hit the United States. And here in Colorado, we're hearing a lot of reports of people not finding sparrows. And so far, we've not found sparrows today. Scott, do you know why? Any reason for this decline?
What it may be related to is monoculture agriculture and a reduction in bird feeding. House sparrows thrive on crops and insects associated with crops. And with the invention of modern agriculture, there's very few weedy patches left that might support insects and flowers that attract those insects. In addition, we're seeing an increase in pesticide use. So the house sparrow could be another canary in the coal mine.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.